Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I am leaving you with something. If you hold tight to, you will never go astray. If you hold tight to, you will have the best of this life and the afterlife. What is it, Ya Rasulullah? He said, Kitab Allah. The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The book which Rasulullah ﷺ teaches us is the connection we have between us and Allah. And if we cut that connection, we are dead. Na'am, we are dead, though biologically we may be alive. No, we're dead. And these are not my words or my eloquent speech. No, it's the eloquent speech of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Look what he said. He says, مَثَلُ الَّذِي, the example of the one, يَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ, who remembers Allah, and the greatest of remembrance is the Qur'an. And the one who doesn't do ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ كَالْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ, the one who's alive and the one who's dead. This is one extreme of the ones who are not connected to the Qur'an. And then you have the other opposite end. May Allah make us of the good end, Ya Rab. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says of other group, the opposite. He says, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ أَهْلِينَا مِنَ النَّاسِ. Allah has a special list of VIP people. People who Allah's love to them is not like anyone else. People who Allah's care to them is not like anyone else. So the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, who is that list? Who are these people? He said, Ahlul Qur'an. أَهْلُ اللَّهِ وَخَاصَّتُهُ. They are the people of the Qur'an. They are Allah's VIP list. You don't mess around with them because Allah got their back. May Allah make you all of them, Ya Rab. There are five things. If we were able to touch all these five as our scholars, they teach us, backed up from Qur'an and Hadith, inshallah, we will be of that group. Perhaps, maybe, Allah will call you by name. Me? You? Yes, inshallah. One time, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic narration, he went to Ubay ibn Ka'b. He says, Ya Ubay, Allah told me to read Quran to you. Ubay says, Asammani Rabbi, Allah mentioned my name to you. He says, Na'am. Allah said, Muhammad, read Quran to Ubay. Fabaka Ubay. Ubay started to cry. Allah mentioned me by name. And wallahi, he will mention you, inshallah, by name. If you remember Allah and you connect with Allah with the Qur'an. Ubay ibn Ka'b was not known to donate so much money like Uthman. Ubay was not known to be so strong in the battlefield like Khalid. Ubay was not known to be a collector of the hadith like Abu Hurairah. Ubay ibn Ka'b was known of someone who tried his best to apply every command in the Qur'an. Live by every ayah, understand every word possible. Ubay ibn Ka'b, may Allah mention you all by name in a good way, Ya Rab. One of the five steps, through listening and reading the Qur'an. That's how we connect. Listen and read the Qur'an. I'm sure you will all agree with me. It does not be fitting for someone to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, without having any portion of their day reading the Qur'an. It's not befitting. May Allah grant you all Jannah, Ya Rab. It's not. So make sure you do what's necessary to have that schedule, that minute, that hour, whatever it takes to have the Qur'an part of your life. On my end, you know what I actually try to utilize and bank on is my kids' Quran classes. So I try to use that in my worst days. If I'm so busy, I go and my Quran is me teaching it to my kids. So use these moments. So now of the ways to get you to the Quran is by encouraging your children. Allahu Akbar. Use that team that you have. And that's a suhbah, righteousness. May Allah make you all have righteous children, Ya Rab. I know what some may think. Brother, I struggle. Brother, Anna, for me to read a page of the Qur'an, you're talking about 25 minutes. One page, I understand. And Rasulullah ﷺ understands. And Allah, the best of all of us, knows very well. Rasulullah ﷺ, he says, the one who reads the Qur'an, وَيَتَتَعْتَعْ. What does that mean? The one who reads the Qur'an and struggles. He says, فَلَهُ أَجْرَانْ. Two rewards. What is it, Ya Rasulullah? The reward, which means of the struggle, and the reward of the recitation. May Allah bless you all and increase us in reward, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So one of the five steps to connect to the Qur'an, through reading and listening. Number two, through contemplating and understanding the meanings, brothers and sisters. Once again, is it befitting that we read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ more than any other surah besides Fatiha, and we do not know till today what As-Samad means? Is it befitting? May Allah forgive us, Ya Rabb. to connect to the Quran. You try your best to have your schedule every now and then. Okay, you know what? Today is actually more emphasis on understanding, on an ayah, on a word, a samad. A samad is the one who everyone needs, but he needs no one. Allahu Akbar. That's one of its meanings. You think of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Look how he contemplates the Quran, a scholar. He says, people, whenever you go by the Quran and you hear, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, he says, pay attention. Why? Because any time in the Quran, cover to cover, you read, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, then after it is a command. Remember that any time there's a command, either something for you that you need to do, or something for you that you need to stay away from. Allahu Akbar, contemplation. Yalla, that's two. The third way to be able to connect with the Quran and have very strong ties with it, so you can be of that VIP list, may Allah make us all of them, is what, brothers and sisters? To use the Quran as a book of law. Naam? Use the Quran as a book of law. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما اختلفتم فيه من شيء فحكمه إلى الله. You have a problem of inheritance. Go back to the Quran. Go back to the authentic narrations of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's what Allah says to us. If you have any disagreement, then go back to the Quran. You have an issue between husband and wife, divorce. Who pays this and who pays that? Ya akhi, go back to the Quran. It will help you. It will guide you, inshallah. May Allah make it easy for all of you. And please, I beg every one of you, don't be of those who use the Quran when it's for them and they abandon the Quran when it's against them. Allah says, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Allah says that in the Quran. You want to believe in a portion of it and disregard the other portion? Don't do that. May Allah make us people who take the whole Quran, cover to cover, Ya Rabbal Alameen, with understanding and wisdom, Ya Allah. That's four. The fourth one, sorry to mention here, is to act upon the Qur'an. So the fourth point is to act upon the Qur'an. You go by the ayah. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Do not backbite one another. So you try, Ya Allah, help me. Not backbite one another. You go by the Qur'an, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولِ. Oh, you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Prophet of Allah. So you apply the Quran, this fourth step. The Prophet says this, you listen. Don't be like those people, wallahi, I don't know where they come from. We upload some of these khutab and someone says, Ya akhi, don't mention a hadith. Ya akhi, fear Allah Jalla Jalalu. What do you mean don't mention a hadith? Stick to the Quran. That's a statement of either an ignorant or an arrogant. No third option. May Allah grant us wisdom and adab and respect to Rasulullah Sallam. How did you get the Quran, mister? How did you get the Quran? Wasn't Allah told it to Jibreel? Jibreel told it to Muhammad. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it to the Sahaba and you got it. So why did you trust that side? But the same way hadith came. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it, the Sahaba took it and you got it. So why you chose this over that? May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. We have to have adab with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fifth and last step to connect with the Quran. I know that we have wonderful doctors in the crowd, but Quran is means of medication. To connect with the Quran, to be of the people of the Quran, is to use the Quran, not just recitation, not just contemplation. To act upon it, that's great. To judge by it, that's wonderful. But to also use it as medicine. Yes, to the soul, but also to the body. To the body, na'am, to the body, to the jasad. Sahih al-Bukhari. Rasulullah, his sahaba, his companions, they were traveling. They passed by a city. That city, the leader of theirs, was stung by a poisonous snake. And that leader was destroyed. He could not move. He could not walk. He was on pretty much deathbed. The people who are under that leader in that village, they tried everything to cure him. Anything possible. Nothing worked. When the Sahaba were passing by, travelers, the people in that village, they said, people, you guys, travelers, do you have any medication in your field, in your area, that can cure the man that we have, our leader? He got poison in his body. So one of the Sahaba said, yes, I can attempt to do something. So he came, he read Quran over that leader. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, till the end of the surah. The hadith says, and he got up. That man who was stung by the poison, who could not walk, he got up as if nothing has happened to him. You read the Quran not to test it, but while believing in its power. The words of Allah Jalla Jalalu. Rasulullah, when they came back to the Prophet, they told him the story. The Prophet approved or disapproved? He says, Naam, he confirmed that Surah Al-Fatiha can be recited onto pain to be able to cure it. May Allah make us people of the Quran. So what's your plan with the Quran, especially now that Ramadan is coming? May Allah allow you to have a proper plan in Ramadan and outside Ramadan. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. I said whatever I have said. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. Seek Allah's forgiveness. He is the most forgiving.